Palestinian relatives of the alleged Fort Hood shooter were shocked and saddened by the mass killings in Texas. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro tracked down relatives of the man, Major Nidal Hassan, in the Palestinian town, West Bank town of El Biray, and filed this report.
Mohammed Hassan watches the TV where pictures of his cousin Nidal flash by repeatedly on the screen. Mohammed first met his cousin in 1997 when Nidal made his only visit to the Palestinian territories. Mohammed remembers him as curious and excited to find out about his Palestinian roots.
He sat with us here in this house. He expressed how happy he was that he had graduated, that he was going to be joining the army as a doctor. He spoke very fondly of his life in the United States.
Mohammed's home in the suburb of El Biray is modest, middle class. A picture of the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat hangs in one of the bedrooms. Mohammed says that Nidal was interested in Palestinian society, but didn't talk about the more contentious issues.
We never discussed politics. He was a very normal person. We never felt any strange impulses. He's a committed Muslim. He prays, he fasts. He's observant.
Mohammed says Nidal's parents left the Palestinian territories for America in the 1950s. There are many other members of the extended family there, too. Mohammed says many of them served in the U.S. military, so Nidal's career isn't unusual. Nidal's brother lives nearby in El Biray, a lawyer. He moved from America and married a Palestinian woman. Yesterday, he was refusing to talk to the press. Mohammed says when he heard from relatives in America what Nidal had done, he immediately turned on the television.
When I first saw the news, I was very sad because I thought my cousin had died. Then I saw the number of casualties and heard the details. I started thinking about the attack and about the victims.
Mohammed says he knew Nidal had been anxious lately.
I heard through the family a while back that he was being deployed and that he was unhappy about that.
Family members told him that Nidal felt he had been mistreated.
He was being treated as a Muslim by the army, an Arab, not as an American. He felt he was discriminated against.
Mohammed says that doesn't explain his cousin's rampage in Fort Hood.
I fear there will be a backlash against Palestinians, but the thing I'm trying to understand is the motivation. Why did he do this? This is totally out of character for Nidal. This is a very calm and quiet person. We are extremely surprised by what he has done. We are bewildered.
Mohammed turns to the TV again as President Obama appears at a news conference to talk about the carnage his cousin unleashed. Mohammed says, "We as a family are very anxious to know, just like the people of the United States, why he did it." Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.